From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. In U.S. politics, Hillary Clinton has accepted the Democratic Party's nomination for president. In a message to delegates at the party's national convention, Clinton stressed the need to unite in order to confront the nation's challenges, including the threat from extremist terror groups like Islamic State.
I've laid out my strategy for defeating ISIS. We will strike their sanctuaries from the air and support local forces taking them out on the ground. We will surge our intelligence so we detect and prevent attacks before they happen. We will disrupt their efforts online to reach and radicalize young people in our country. It won't be easy or quick, but make no mistake, we will prevail.
The 68-year-old Clinton is the first woman ever nominated for president by a major U.S. political party. She won the nomination after defeating her principal rival, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, whom she praised on Thursday night. Clinton's opponent for the November election is Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump, who says he was being sarcastic when he encouraged Russia to hack into Clinton's email server to find deleted emails from her years as the U.S. Secretary of State. Trump's comments came on top of concerns about the leak of nearly 20,000 emails hacked from the Democratic National Committee headquarters in Washington and released by WikiLeaks prior to the Democratic convention in Philadelphia. U.S. computer experts have said that they believe Russian state actors are behind the hack. Campaigning Thursday, Trump accused the Democrats of telling lies about him this week. This is VOA News. The strategically critical U.S.-Turkey relationship is coming under increasing strain as authorities in Ankara crack down on alleged plotters and sympathizers in connection with the July 15th coup attempt. Washington is caught between expressing alarm about increasing authoritarianism before it being taken by Turkey's state of emergency and showing support for a democratically elected government that fought off a military push. Aaron Stein is a Turkey scholar at the Atlantic Council.
I would say a vast majority of Turks believe that the crackdown is both justified and matches with what took place. And so there is a narrative clash going on between, say, the Western countries and Turkey about the way in which to respond to this coup attempt. What we need to be concerned about is not so much the crackdown, is that well over 40% now of Turkish admirals and generals have been implicated and discharged from the military for alleged involvement in this attempted coup. So you have a top level of the Turkish military, a member of NATO, whose most senior officers, half of which have been discharged for alleged involvement in this.
Turkey's government also has ordered more than 130 media outlets to close, and approximately 90 journalists have been arrested or ordered detained. Meantime, Turkey's foreign minister and other officials are warning this week that ties will be damaged if Washington declines an extradition request for Fethullah Gulen, a Muslim cleric living in the U.S. whom Ankara considers the coup mastermind. Gulen denies involvement and has condemned the coup attempt. German Chancellor Angela Merkel has firmly rejected calls to reverse her open-door policy toward refugees following a string of attacks in the country within a week. Speaking to reporters in Berlin, Merkel said the assailants wanted to undermine Germany's sense of community and the country's openness, and she said the willingness of the people in need. She said Germany firmly rejects that. Referring to the four terror attacks in Germany since July the 18th, the deadly attacks in France, Belgium, Turkey, and the U.S. state of Florida, Merkel said the taboos of civilization have been broken when attackers targeted public places where any of us could have been. Cambodian opposition leader Sam Rainsy was found guilty today of defaming National Assembly President Hun Samrin, a high-ranking member of the ruling party, in a Facebook post last November. Under the criminal code of Phnom Penh, judge charged Rainsy with public defamation and ordered him to pay fines, including $37,000 to Samrin and $2,400 to the state.
That's the latest world news from VOA.